Playing with baking fires.
焚火戏诸侯。
About 2,800 years ago, in the Zhou Dynasty of China, there was an emperor named Yu.
大约2800年以前，中国的周朝有位皇帝叫幽王。
He indulged in wine and sensual pleasures and paid little attention to state affairs.
他沉溺酒色，不理朝政。
He doted on a concubine named Bao Si and tried everything to make her happy.
他宠爱一位叫宝四的妃子，想方设法让她开心。
Just to evoke a smile from her, the emperor, on suggestion of a sycophantic minister, ordered that baking fires on the mountains be lit.
为了博得他的一笑，幽王接受了一位奸臣的建议，命令人把山上焚火台的焚火点着。
Since baking fires were signals to notify of the invasion of enemy troops, dukes and princes of the vassal states close to the capital city of Haojing immediately sent troops to rescue the emperor upon seeing the fires.
由于烽火是发出敌人入侵信号用的，首都镐京附近的诸侯立即派军队前来救驾。
The troops arrived only to find merrymaking going on in the royal towers on the mountains.
军队到达才发现，这仅仅是一场发生在山上皇家楼阁里的取乐游戏。
The dukes and the princes were shocked and quite agitated at what had happened.
众诸侯对眼前发生的事感到震惊和愤怒。
褒姒 could not help but clap her hands and burst into laughter upon seeing that the dukes and the princes had been fooled. And this delighted Emperor Yu
看到诸侯受到戏弄，褒姒禁不住拍手笑了起来。看到爱妃笑了，幽王非常高兴。
In the 11th year of the reign of Emperor Yu, troops of Xi Rong State attacked Haojing and besieged the capital.
幽王十一年，西戎国派兵攻打镐京。把京城包围。
Emperor Yu immediately dispatched people to light the baking fires to summon military assistance.
幽王立即派人点起烽火呼唤救援。
To his disappointment, however, not a single vassal state responded.
然而令他失望的是，没有一个诸侯响应。
So the city was wrecked by the invaders and Emperor Yu was killed.
不久京城失守，幽王被入侵者杀害。